In several passages in Scripture, we hear about the disciples. Those are the followers of Jesus, remember? And unfortunately, they were human beings, right? And if you read amongst the Scripture, you might see that occasionally they bicker with each other. Do you have a sibling? Have you ever bickered with your sibling? Maybe once or twice, or maybe you have kids. And it's easy for us to kind of hear what they sound like, because in a particular passage preceding this, they're considering among them who is the best. Who is the best? And we can think about little ones who may be out of the corner of the mother's eyes, and siblings engaged in, "It's mine! No, it's yours! It's mine! It does not! It does too!" You guys ever hear phrases like that in your car or your life? And it appears if we seek to understand what is happening in the lives of our good friends, the disciples, it's kind of like they want Jesus' attention. Isn't that sort of why any of us bicker? We want mom or dad or the teacher or someone to give us what we call negative attention, right? Because we're acting out badly and then we get attention for it. And so there's sort of a reward for the bad behavior. But they wanted Jesus' attention. And it's kind of like when you think about what Jesus might have been thinking in his head, like what was going on up there, that he was thinking to himself, "Will you just please get it? You're missing it again, right? You're missing it again." But he doesn't ever really say that to them exactly that way. The Bible teaches us that Jesus believed that those who were about his business, no matter whether they are Catholic or Presbyterian or Jewish or Christian, or even those who don't quite understand, those who are about Jesus' business, those who are serving him, Jesus believed that they would be blessed. At Cornerstone, we yearn to be about the business of Jesus. We are faithful in our attendance and worship, in our study of the Bible, and our prayers for those in need. And most definitely, our hearts are with those who are struggling for various reasons, and we serve those how we are able. We know that faithful mission begins at home. If we can't be good to those around us in this room, or those within our family, then we can't necessarily be good to those beyond. But we are challenged to serve one another here within the walls and beyond. Jesus says we are to clothe those in need of clothing. That's what Clark said to us earlier. To visit those who are in prison, that's what we're trying to do with the gift of the Bibles. To feed those who are hungry. And Jesus says that even as we serve the least of these, we serve Jesus himself. And he tells us that we entertain angels unaware. Jesus was not the person everybody expected him to be when he came into the world. They thought he was going to be a mighty and righteous king who was going to make lots of decisions, and that he was going to be powerful and prestigious. And instead, he was lowly and humble. And he hung out with not the smooshing of the big givers, right? But he hung out with those who had nothing. And those who were hated and despised. And Jesus paid attention to small things, because Jesus knew that what matters most in life is not that we act in big, important moments, but that in the moments we live, day in and day out, moment to moment, we touch those around us with the message of Jesus Christ. Do you know that anybody can pray in an emergency room or in a chapel at the hospital or in the heat of battle? Of course, we turn to God when our backs are against the wall and when we fear for our lives or when we're very scared, but we develop what people call spiritual muscle by praying regularly, small and ordinary prayers and small and ordinary acts every single day. There was a preacher by the name of Fred Craddock. He's a fantastic speaker. And I know we're late, so just give me a minute. I'm going to tell you about Fred and then we'll be done, okay? And he's a multi-talented person in many, 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 many ways. And he heard a sermon one time about Albert Schweitzer, who was a multi-talented genius who became a missionary to Africa and went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And Craddock respected and admired Mother Teresa, who devoted her life to the poor in Calcutta. Craddock went to church camp once as a young man and made a decision to follow Jesus Christ with his life. And he was excited, ready to devote his life to something big. And he remembers fantasizing about all the wonderful things that he would do. He'd rescue children from the path of oncoming trains. He'd jump into the water and pull out drowning people. Maybe he'd martyr himself on the battlefield for Christ. He had promised in front of a campfire of people, "I'm ready to give my life to Christ." And he was also ready and hopeful that one day he could write a really big check that would make the hugest difference in homelessness. But Fred Craddock ended up being the one who writes a $14 check here and a $125 check there, giving in dribs and drabs. And when asked about it, he said, "Nobody warned me that I wouldn't write one big check. Nobody warned me that most of the time the Christian life is a whole lifetime of giving and of giving in small ways. You take a dinner to somebody who's had a hard time one day. You teach Sunday school class one morning. You sing in the choir. You volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. You take your elderly neighbor's trash out to the curb every morning and return it every Monday night. You listen to the nursing home people and hear the same stories over and over and pretend that they're new. And that is the Christian life for many of us. Faithfulness and daily living and reaching out to others as we are able and as God challenges us to do is the heart of mission. We do not earn God's love for doing those acts. God loves us the same regardless. But if we love God, we cannot ignore the needs of those around us. We cannot become apathetic and overwhelmed and weary in bad news. Instead, we need to remember that God is with us, working through us. Look at all that we did as Cornerstone Church in 1 year in missions presented in the slideshow. The problems of the world can, if we let it, make us feel helpless. But instead, combine our efforts one with the other and know that God works through us. And we indeed will add much to God's world. For now and forevermore, amen.